Good morning, everyone. Welcome to LiveWire. Mike Thomas with you. And then this morning in the program, we're going to have a two-part program. The first half, we're going to visit with some of our friends from Garden View Care Center. And then the second half of the program, we're going to talk with the author of a brand new book, just came out, a new book about Johnny Cash. And we're going to get into that. The book's called The Man in Song, a biography of Johnny Cash, and it's available, came out, as I said, Monday. But first, we're very happy to have joining us Charlotte Lytle. She's the administrator for the Garden View Care Center, the O'Fallon location, and welcome, first off.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and we're going to have a special guest join us a little bit later on. He had a little car issue, but your chef's going to be joining us. And
yes, he is. About
we don't usually think about chefs and care centers, but that's kind of a new concept you guys are approaching, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Probably about 9 to 12 months ago, we started having chefs come and be part of our dietary program because we want to offer better choices to our residents. This is the time that food is one of the most important things to them because they're not able to do what they used to be able to do. So meals and activity is very important to them. So we've really stepped up our programs to include a lot more choices and to do a lot more fresh foods and things that are cooked right there and then, and do things for them if they want something special. So if they don't like what's on the meal of the day, then we make them something different.
It's funny you say, and I'm talking way back, 30 years ago or longer, I can remember my grandfather made the comment, he said, I'm never going to go to one of those places because I don't want Jell-O and crackers for the rest of my life. But there's this concept people have that they're going to have real bland food, and you that this helps kind of, again, make them feel more at home a little bit and more like it's more of a resort spa experience and you're in a care facility.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they really enjoy that. You know, we've got this one guy, he's so cute, he'll say, good job, boy. What's for dinner? You know, so he really enjoys it and loves it and looks forward to what the next meal is.
Yeah. And that's what the whole concept is behind Garden View, is that you try to make it just as home-like as possible.
Absolutely. This is their home. This is the place that they've decided to make their home for the rest of their life, and we want to make it a very good experience for them.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long have you been with Garden View?
30 years.
Wow.
30 plus years, a little over 30.
But, I mean, obviously there's something that keeps you there, too, because, I mean, that's not an easy job. You see people come in various conditions, and you know, there's got to be something that keeps you going and something about the facility itself.
Absolutely. It's the connections you make and the fact that you can be helpful to someone. You get to know them as a person. You get to know their life stories. And it's so interesting to talk to these people. They've lived things that we will never live. We could only read about in history books. So we get to hear firsthand a lot of the things that we tried to learn in school, but to you it was history, it was boring. But when somebody's telling you those stories, it's just life-changing to hear that.
Yeah, you don't realize that people actually live that. You know, in those history books, that was real living stuff. It wasn't just a black and white picture. You know?
Absolutely. I toured someone yesterday and got to hear the story about she lives one block off Park Avenue and gets to see the view of the Empire State Building every day. You know, but this is a huge change for her to look at possibly leaving where she's been her whole life. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they come to where family is a lot of times, so they do have to make that adjustment.
How often does that happen where you have the individuals that are actually going to be staying there make the decision to come there as opposed to, I think a lot of times we have this conception that the family's putting them there.
Well, sometimes the family does a lot of the footwork in the beginning, but we have had people that want to look and pre-plan maybe a stay that they need following surgery. And so it's really nice whenever you could work with them in the very beginning because you start knowing them.
What sets Garden View out from other care facilities?
I think it's our personal relationships and the fact that we have so many staff that have been there so long. It's an extension of our own families, our own personal families. You know, it becomes this big family, and it's heartbreaking when you watch them leave this earth, but then it's so, it makes you feel so good that you were a part of making those years a little better.
Yeah, and you guys, you know, you've always heard good things. I mean, from the get-go, I've always heard good things about Garden View. It's like you've always set it up to be a little bit different, a little bit, I like to say, a little bit more upscale, not price-wise, but just in the overall presentation of what it is you offer there.
Absolutely. We try to make sure that we upkeep everything and we change with the times and we make our building look beautiful. We've got a spa area with a massage therapist that'll come in and give massages, and it truly gives you that feel that you just stepped into a massage area that you went to relax for the day. Mm-hmm. And it's very nice to be able to show them different amenities that a lot of the facilities don't have, especially the older facilities.
Well, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's the biggest misconception people have about Garden View?
I think that a lot of people go, oh, well, it's a skilled facility, and sometimes they don't want to think they need that. And there are people that have been there quite some time. But, you know, I think that once we get them there and we can show them what we have to offer and they really see the relief it's going to give families to know that they can go home at night and not have to worry about, is mom okay? Did she fall in the night? Does she need help? And, you know, that takes a load off of families.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's a big challenge, though, too, because you're dealing, you have to put at ease the patient, but also all the family members surrounding that patient. They want to be comfortable knowing that they're doing the right thing because, you know, it's no secret. There's a stigma attached at times to, oh, wow, you stuck them in a home. Well, in this case, you're not just sticking them in a home. You're putting them in a place where they want to be.
Absolutely. And we try to involve the families in activities and events that are going on. Before too long, we have a ball game coming up where we offer to take families with the resident, and they enjoy it. Mm-hmm. We go to a suite, they get the ball game type food, and they get to enjoy a day out with their family. And we provide the transportation and make sure that we can help get everyone there, and then they can enjoy their day.
Yeah. And again, I think that's what makes things special about what it is that kind of sets you apart from a lot of the other facilities that you see out there. Now, obviously, Garden View, one of the things you're well known for is your care of patients that have dementia, Alzheimer's, those types of issues. And that's a key aspect of, I think, of what's kind of brought you to the forefront. What is it about your program there that, again, distinguishes it? Do you guys have special training for that? How do you deal with that?
We do have special training for that, and we also have activity therapists in the units that are just there for that small group of people to do things special for them all day long, to keep them involved and engaged and active and give them things that they can be a part of and that they can still do and enjoy. So we find what works for them, and we work that into the program.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I hear that often, that especially with an Alzheimer's patient, if you keep them active, keep their mind going and active, that prolongs the whole process for them, not in a negative way, but in a positive way. It keeps them more alert, more cognizant of what's going on in their environment.
Absolutely. Your brain is a muscle. If you don't use it, it starts shrinking and you lose it. Mm-hmm. So we really encourage activities that will help them be successful, but will create something that they have to draw from and try to remember, even if it's, we talk about the old schools they went to, the things that they can remember better. They remember the past better than they do the present. They might forget what they had for lunch, but they can tell you how to make an apple pie. So we draw those out and we use those in our activity program.
Yeah, I firmly believe that if you, not just with Alzheimer's and dementia patients, but in general, the older we get, if like you said, we continue to exercise that muscle that's the brain, and we feel more viable about and feel like we're a key part yet of our world. And at times, people get set aside, they feel like, and they don't feel like they matter anymore. You make them feel like they matter.
Yes, we do. And it makes you feel so good when you walk onto the unit and you see the relationships that these residents have with each other and that they have with the staff that are caring for them and doing their activity program. Because when I'm doing a tour and I walk on the unit and here's two little ladies and they're like, oh, we've been friends all our life, it makes me feel so good, because maybe they just met,
yeah,
you know, a week or so ago, but to them they've been friends their whole life, and that makes you feel really good.
Take me through the process. Say I have a parent that I need to look at getting into Garden View. What's the process I take in going through that?
What they usually do is sometimes they'll call ahead and schedule an appointment, but that's not necessary. You can just drop by anytime. Then we would bring them in and we talk with them about what they're looking for, what their needs are, what they want to see in a facility, and then we show them what we have to offer, and we do a lot of research at that time, if you want to say that word. That sounds kind of clinical, but we look into their past. We try to find from them what kind of things they enjoyed, what were their activities, what was their, when they could go and do things, what did they enjoy doing? Mm-hmm. And we try to work that into their program, you know, so that we really have individualized things for each resident that
you
we
make
have.
It their home.
Yes.
Yeah, very good.
And, you know, we encourage families to bring pictures, bring things that's going to make that space theirs and make them very comfortable because it's going to be their home.
Yeah, well put. We're going to take a short commercial break. We'll come back, and we're going to talk about food here a little bit. We've got the chef here. He's going to join us, and we'll be back with more right after this. Welcome back to LiveWire, and again today here in the first half of the program we're talking about Garden View Care Center. They have three locations, by the way, in the St. Louis area, and of course right here in our own backyard we've got the O'Fallon location. Charlotte Lytle's here. She's the administrator for that location, and we have Chef Chavez here with us. Good morning, sir. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Glad to have you joining us here.
I'm glad to join you.
It's kind of a challenge to get here. You're going to have to take a wagon train or something,
But I almost had to call an Uber.
Yeah. Now you are you're a chef for a skilled care facility. But a lot of people, we were talking before you came in, they think about that and they think, wow, that's kind of unusual. But do you have to change the way you approach what you do?
Somewhat. I mean, but not much. I mean, if you, in my profession as a chef, you love food anyway, and you want people to eat good. So me forming from the a la carte and fine dining side to coming and being a chef for a facility that I work for now, it's a little different, but you love what you do. Mm-hmm. And you always want people to eat good. And in these residents, where I'm at now, these residents, I love them and I love what I do. So the one thing they have left, and I tell my boss all the time, is the one thing they have left is the right to eat good.
Yeah. That's a good point. And the thing is, we were talking beforehand, you've got folks that, you know, that love is returned. They love, I mean, she said the one gentleman's like, okay, what's for dinner?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we have certain times that we serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner, man. And just to go outside that door and to see them guys lined up ready to eat, that makes you feel good about what you do. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And I throw anything at these guys. Ms. Lytle will tell you, I throw stuff with these guys that you probably wouldn't see in another facility, yet that you don't usually see in a nursing home or something like that. I give them anything. They want it, I give it to them.
They had barbecued ribs a couple days ago and loved them.
They enjoyed
them, really, because that's traditionally not something you see in a skilled facility.
Yeah. And that's the thing we were talking, you know, if you can bring, eliminate that blandness of
yes,
the food.
Yes.
It can still be regular food.
You still have to pay attention to the nutrition that you want to see these guys have. But Ms. Lytle will tell you, I love living on the edge to give these guys ribs, to give them, like, what was it yesterday? I gave them steak salad.
Kinda, you know, the real nice, big, huge Santa Fe steak type salads.
You know,
they loved it.
Come on, I'm a chef, so I want to be a chef, and I want these guys to eat good. Me and Ms. Lytle, we sit in an office, and we go back and forth about, hey, let's try this and let's try that. Or I've come up with something, and I say, hey, what do you think of that, about this? And now you still have to touch on the regulars that they have,
right,
that they're used to. But let's live on the edge a little bit, and that's what I'm so glad that Ms. Lytle and the owners brought me on as a chef in a skilled facility like this. Because this is kind of new to this business, to actually have a chef in there in that kitchen doing what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And, man, I love it.
At shows. I mean, just a few minutes I've known you, I can tell you. You're invested in your job, and that's.
I'm very vested in my job, yeah, and I mean for a long time. I've been in a la carte kitchens, worked for the Cardinals and all that, run up and down the line. But now that I can just really sit back and focus on what I'm doing and seeing the work, the progress come back. Oh man, that's great.
Yeah, it is fantastic. And the cool thing is, from what I gather, you have a chance to showcase this for others as well.
Yes.
Like you're going to be doing a Mother's Day brunch, you were telling me.
Well, we're doing a Mother's Day brunch, and like I say, I love living on the edge, and this is some things that a lot of facilities don't do. So we are going to have a Mother's Day brunch, and we're going to touch on a bit of everything from actually, I think we're doing two action stations.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a, what did we say, prime rib and...
And an omelet bar?
Omelet bar, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're going to touch on everything, man, and just invite the families out to enjoy their own families.
Do right. The omelets right as they order
right
them?
Right as they order them, right in front of them. We have the station set up where we got the skillets and everything. I'll be doing it right there in front of them.
Wow. And, Charlotte, this is what we were talking about earlier, how you get the families involved in this, and it makes them feel more comfortable with having their loved ones there at this facility.
Absolutely. And they can still enjoy a meal with their loved one, and they don't have to take them out somewhere, or they don't have to bring it in.
You don't want them to feel institutionalized.
Right.
You want them to feel like they're at home, like it's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the last thing you want these residents to feel like is that they are locked down or something like that. You want them to feel like they're actually at home. We work for them. They don't work for us. You know, we don't look at it as a money thing. We're in their home.
So, we're a guest in their home.
Exactly.
It's a good way to put it, yeah. And we were talking about that earlier. They almost, especially now with the chef being on duty, it's almost like a spa resort getaway.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
You know, a lengthy
man,
stay.
It feels good to walk them halls and them guys know me by my first name. It ain't just, hey, that's the guy that cooks for me. You know, that's Chef Chavez. Hey, what are we eating for lunch? What are we eating for dinner? I mean, it's good to hear that. That means to me that they feel comfortable where they are.
Yeah. Yeah, and I understand you're a singing chef, too, huh?
Something like that. Yeah. I'm a musician.
Yeah?
I'm a musician slash chef slash whatever.
Yeah. So do we catch you singing in the kitchen at times?
They catch me singing all the time in the kitchen, in the halls. We have another nurse, John. He always goes down and plays the piano sometimes. So when he plays the piano and I hear him out there, I walk out, and then I always get stuck. He makes me sing. So.
How long did it take you to get acclimated to, because this is a different situation for someone to come into.
And I'm not going to lie to you, I'm still getting acclimated to it, but it's a very comfortable situation. My bosses and everything, they make me, and they push me to get acclimated. They give me the room to get acclimated. I mean, mm-hmm. it's easy to just say you're a chef. It's different to come from where I come from and then go be a chef in a facility like this. But when you got bosses like I have and the residents I have, man, it's like second nature.
Yeah, and the reason I ask is, I won't lie about it at times. I walk into a skilled facility and I don't want to say I'm nervous, but you feel uncomfortable because you want to make sure that these people who you owe all this respect to mm-hmm. are getting the proper amount of respect, and yet you don't want to treat them like babies and kids either. There's a fine line.
Well, there's a point, too, where, you know, the way I was raised, and me and Charlotte talk about it a lot, I don't have my parents anymore. So I know how I would have want my parents to be treated if they were still alive and had to go to a facility. So I put myself in the realm of, hey, well, how would I do it if this was my mom or dad? And a lot of that I know about culinary comes from my mom.
Mm-hmm.
So I put myself in the position where, well, if my mom was here, I wanted her to be treated like this. I wanted her to eat like this. So I just put them in the place of my mom. Does that make sense?
It does, absolutely.
Well, what you're telling me is you have an entire, your mother and father physically are gone, but you have an entire facility full of moms
yes,
and dads
exactly,
right there.
Exactly. You know? And those, I love them guys. I really do. And you find yourself getting caught up in feelings about certain people, like if they leave our facility or something like that, you'd be like, oh, man, why is...
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's, and Charlotte will tell you, my motto is, if I wouldn't eat it, it's not leaving my kitchen. I want you to eat the same way I would like to eat. You know, so that's just where I'm at with it.
Right. Well, and Charlotte, again, we were talking about this earlier. This is another way to make the resident feel like they're a part of this experience themselves. Because too many times you hear about these facilities, you come in, they get stuck in a room, they go out, mm-hmm. they go to eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, back to the room. You know, maybe stuck in front of a TV. You have the chef. You have other activities you do as well. I know you do fun and games and
yes,
things
we
like
do,
that.
And we do festivals where we have a big block party coming up in June, and then we do a big fall festival, and we always invite all the families to those, and they're very well attended, and they love them. They look forward to them. We've had residents come back to attend those activities because they enjoyed it so much.
Yeah. This is not completely on topic, but I have to ask you, because I think we all get this way. Do you ever get tired of food?
Do I get tired of food?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Cause no, I mean,
well, look at me, but there are days when I'm like, man, look, I just...
No, you don't get tired of it. When you love what you do, you love what you do. Now, you get tired of the other side where you maybe it's something that you wanted to do, you can't get it.
Right.
Something like that, but, I mean, as long as I can get it, I'm I love putting it out there for them. I love it.
Yeah, and what I'm learning from you is, too, that you can take somebody who's even on a very specialized diet and still make it special for them.
Yeah, I mean, just because somebody's on a special diet doesn't mean they have to eat crackers and water.
Right.
You know, you can, as a chef and as a talented chef, and yes, I'm patting myself on the back, guys. as a talented chef, you can think of ways to make, just because they say the mechanical self. But this regular diet, they just had ribs. You can take that rib and make it mechanical soft for them and still make it taste good. You know, they don't just because they're on a special diet, they do not have to, that does not mean that it has to be bland or hard or, I refuse to send out what I call the dog food or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in the old days, nursing homes weren't a positive place to go.
Right.
And you would walk through them as a child, usually drugged there by a choir group or something with church. And it scared you. You didn't want to be there. It didn't smell that nice. Uh-huh. And the food looked horrible, mm-hmm. you know. And you would see the applesauce come out for dessert or, you know, mashed potatoes served to the people that can't really eat regular food. They deserve the same diet.
They deserve to eat the same way as myself or you.
And we want them to enjoy that experience. This is part of their activity program, basically, too. You know, dining is a positive experience. You go out with your family, you're going out to have fun and enjoy it. So we want them to enjoy this, too.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing I like is, rather than stay back in the kitchen, locked up and just cooking the food, you get out there and you interact with these people.
I mean, how do you know what they like or what they don't like if you're not interacting with them? Mm-hmm. You can sit there and read papers all day or medical records all day. If you're not actually interacting with them, you don't know what they want or what they like. They could have hated my whole menu for the week. How would I know if I didn't go interact with them?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's how most of them know me. Mm-hmm. All of them know me. They might forget me one day to the next, but they hey, that's chef.
Yeah.
You know, and I go out and I talk to them. Hey, how was the meal? Is it anything I can do for you? Is it anything I can change? And most of them react pretty well and say, well, I didn't like this, but you could have gave me this. And pretty much the next week they have it.
Mm.
You have to interact with them, or you'll never know what they want or don't want.
Right. Yeah. That's to me one of the special aspects about Garden View, though, and we've talked about that when you were in last time. Again, how you guys try to make sure that you know each and every resident. They're not just a number that comes through that door. That's patient so and so. That's patient by name, and that
it's,
way.
It's another part of our family.
It is. Yeah. It is. I mean, it's just an extension. One of the first things I do when I get in the building, after I go and speak, I go and walk the halls. I go and talk to these guys. How was breakfast? You know, what's going on? Why are you looking so down today? Is there something I can do for you? That's how you interact with these guys, to figure out and find out what they want and need.
Mm-hmm. And each and every one of those people there have earned our respect, so it's nice to see.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's, again, that's the one thing I like, is that you don't talk down to them. You treat them the way they should be treated.
Mm-hmm. My mom always taught me, you never look down on a man unless you're picking them up.
Yeah, good way. Good way to look at it. So anything you want to add before we run out of time here?
No, just feel free to come by and tour Garden View. Have a meal with us. Chef will prepare something special for you. And you can have an experience of what our food now is.
Mm-hmm. I asked you when you sat down and you had a specialty. You said all of it. But is
anything
there,
I touch.
Is there any one particular dish that you say, man, this is Chef Chavez. This defines who I am.
I love smoked meats, man. I love smoking pork butts and ribs and briskets, stuff like that. So. That's kind of one of my passions. But anything I touch is going to be good, man.
Sounds good. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. What's the phone number for Garden View if they want some more information?
636-240-2840.
Wonderful. Charlotte, Chef, thank you both. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you for having us.
Here's hoping your day gets a little better there, okay?
We'll
get those tires taken care of. All right. That's going to do it for this half of LiveWire. We'll take a short break and come back, and we're going to talk about Johnny Cash right after this.